Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's already Friday, the ninth day of 2004. And we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we have Glenn Spencer from American Patrol, the premier expert on the globalist plan to surrender to the New World Order by getting rid of our borders, amnesty for all those that are here, and anyone that ever gets here in perpetuity. And then we've got Joel Skousen to talk about the latest developments with 9/11 and government-sponsored terror. Of course, he's a former fighter pilot himself, and will tell you how it's impossible for 19 hijackers to do what they did. It'd be impossible for 19 fighter pilots to do it. And then I've got Keith Parker from Texas Frontline coming on for 30 minutes. And the third hour, got a popular local TV show, part of Ranch Rescue, that's been under attack, to give you the Texas perspective on the end of the border and sovereignty. In the last 30 minutes, the latest info on Saddam Hussein supposedly having cancer and some of his top minions being killed in U.S., that is, globalist custody. We're just controlled by the parasite like...
the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score, when our cannons will roar, revolution!
All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. When I got to the studio today, I noticed the phone company was doing something with the different digital lines, and there's no one from the phone company outside the office. There's just a black wire strung running right along the side of my office. So that's the connection up to Minnesota and the folks running the show and the satellite uplinks. We'll see if we're able to have the show today and have Glenn Spencer on, and to have Joel Skousen and Keith Parker and, of course, Paul Watson. And if we keep having problems, I'm going to jump in the car and drive 80 miles an hour to the other studio. Again, this never happens once or twice a year, and now it's happening, and I'm beginning to think it's deliberate. In fact, the British media caught it on tape about 3 years ago. They were here in Austin, and there were people that, quote, didn't work for the phone company continually in the big box down the road every day when I went on the air. So one day I just started running a song. I went on air, drove down, and caught the guy in there. Another time I had somebody walk up the side of the studio, and there was just a cut wire out there. They just cut the digital line. Oh, yeah, there's not a New World Order, folks. There's no such thing as that. we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills. You've tried counting calories. You've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, right down the road from the Hollywood stage, the Bush Ranch, I'm Alex Jones. And again, we have Glenn Spencer from American Patrol to talk about Bush's high treason and the total capitulation to getting rid of our national sovereignty. That's what this is, this giant unlimited amnesty. Then we have Joel Skousen to talk about September 11th and the latest developments in the police state. Then we've got a local activist, good friend of mine, Keith Parker, host of a TV show, Texas Frontline, talking about the open border situation. In the last 30 minutes of the show, Paul Joseph Watson with the latest developments on Princess Diana and a lot more. Bush plans major space announcement. Now, remember, he was going to announce this last month on the 100th anniversary of Kitty Hawk and the Wright brothers, but for some reason didn't. But now Bush to announce missions to Mars and the moon. Now, we already heard this once from the White House, so they may delay it again, but they're already making rumblings about it. Also, Bush immigration plan borders on treason. That's from Chuck Baldwin, one of our writers at PrisonPlanet.com, also a great talk show host in his own right. It doesn't border on it. It is treason by the very definition, and we're all witnesses to it. You got to have two witnesses to treason. We've got millions who saw that disgusting announcement he made 2 days ago. White House wants UN to return to Iraq. Folks, I read the different news articles before the Iraq war, where it was all wink-wink with the United Nations. We're going to go in, play the part of the bad cop, then you'll come in as the good cop later, and they'll thank you for occupation. And that's exactly what they're now doing. Again, Javier Solano, the former UN chief, and then, of course, one of the chiefs there at the EU, is now one of their top ambassadors, said, what, about a month ago, that, oh, I've already met with the White House officials. The EU and the UN will be taking over Iraq in the next year. So we've got that. Also, U.S. military deaths in Iraq approach 500. Chances of weapons of mass destruction find slipping. Defense Minister Robert Hill says that. U.S. military becoming desperate in Iraq. Tactical evolution of tactical desperation. And U.S. begins huge Iraq forces switch. They're rotating out a lot of the troops and rotating in new ones to breathe the 1,900 times safe levels of depleted uranium and to have Shiites and Sunnis and everybody else taking pot shots at them. But, hey, you know, the president says bring them on, you know, bring on the casualties. Also, Powell says no smoking gun showing terrorist ties in Iraq. But, again, he always plays the good cop. Later he'll come in and go, okay, it was true. Here's the weapons of mass destruction. I think that's still up their sleeve. But don't worry, a man we can trust, a good person, about 10 times last year came to Bush's aid in big television interviews saying he was right to invade Iraq, that there are weapons of mass destruction. And this is somebody that never lies. He's the guy that said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and shook his finger at us and looked about as guilty as a cat with its arm in the fish tank. He looked about as guilty as Bush when he said we will not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the September 11th attacks. You mean that your bosses did it? Everybody's starting to find out about that, buddy. You're in a lot of trouble. But Clinton believes Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Yes, Clinton's out stumping for Bush again. Hillary stumped for the war. I told you, Democrats, if you like Bill Clinton, you should love George Bush. Open borders, gun control, more regulation, biggest growth in government ever, signed on to UNESCO, supercomputers of communist China, doubled many of the programs funding for the Department of Education, Department of Transportation. The government has grown by 45% in the last 3 years. It grew by 24%. Last year alone. So the growth is accelerating. The growth is accelerating. Only grew by, what, 9% his first year? I think they said 12 or 14%. I don't have the numbers in front of me. In 2000. Folks, this is getting scary. So a lot of the growth was when Clinton was leaving. Then Bush comes in, it grows, and it grows even more. But the last 3 years, 40-plus percent growth in the size of the government. Also, reports Saddam Hussein has cancer. Reports Saddam Hussein has cancer. And this was announced on some of the Asian television channels in Taiwan and other areas, and we did find a news article out of the Sophie Morning News. Reports Saddam Hussein has cancer. The ousted Iraqi dictator, who is currently under custody with the coalition forces, suffers from cancer of lymph glands. Oh, of course, it's super fast and terminal. Kuwaiti Al-Naab Daily reads, citing an Iraq official, according to the Daily, the disease is in an advanced stage, so doctors predict the former dictator would probably live a couple of years more. Doctors came out with the fatal diagnosis while making thorough medical checks of Saddam Hussein at his capture near the hometown of Tikrit in December 2003. Allegations of Saddam Hussein's illness appeared during the military campaign in Iraq last year, when one of his private doctors residing in Syria claimed that the former dictator suffered from cancer. Oh, how convenient. Just like in about a week and a half after the announcement, Jack Ruby dropped dead from super-fast cancer. Kind of like the Shah was fine and got flown into England and died real quick of that fast cancer. But I'm sure he really does have it. And just a coincidence, of course it is. Also, unofficial sources to Al Bawaba, Saddam's presidential secretary, dies in U.S. custody. And there are omitted reports here of them killing people with electric shocks. So powerful, they're killing them, they're putting them into comas. Hey, torture's in all the new dramas on TV. It's chic. It's like the latest hairstyle or clothing push. It's just wonderful. It's a torture chic. And it says Iraqi security officials contacted by Al-Balaba declined to comment on the report but have not denied it either. Al-Tikriti was taken into custody on the 18th of June 2003. Abeb Hamund was considered one of Saddam's closest aides and controlled access to the president. He was said to have directed matters of state and handed down many of the Assad regime's orders. Upon his capture, U.S. authorities claimed Abeb Hamund possessed vital information about Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction since his detention. Reports in the Arabic press have claimed he was tortured by U.S. investigators to pressure him to provide information on weapons development programs. And this new photo released by Saddam, because it would be totally illegal to release a photo of a prisoner of war being beat up, so they accidentally released it. Some soldier did, but everybody wanted to see it. Saddam with a knee on his head and obvious pain down on the floor. You know, I had a phone company guy at my house the other day fixing one of the lines, and he saw my shirt, said Axis of Evil, with a picture of Bush, Rumsfeld, and Cheney. He said, "Oh, I'm glad they got Saddam. I hope they feed him in a wood chipper." And I said, "But wouldn't we become Saddam Hussein if we started feeding people into wood chippers?" By the way, that wood chipper story is not true. The story about the babies in the incubator aren't true. That's admitted, by the way. A U.S. PR firm just brought forward a fake witness and did that. That's admitted, by the way. So I'm not defending Saddam Hussein. He did brutal things. He was trained in assassination torture from the age of 19 in 1954. A very honored member of the New World Order. Did a lot of good work for him there in Iraq. Very bloodthirsty. Attacked the Iranians under orders. Went into Kuwait under the U.S. saying, "Yeah, go ahead, we support you." We're supposed to forget about all that. But the point here is, and it's very, very important that we understand this, is that most of what you're told about these guys is totally not true. But that doesn't seem to matter nowadays, does it? I'm a liberal because I'm against open borders. I'm a liberal because I'm for guns. I would be a conservative if I wore a red armband and a Soviet red star on my cap. And again, I'm not being sarcastic. You know, if I had cut Taiwan loose, if I had changed a 53-year treaty with them, if I would have sold America out, I would be a wonderful person. But I'm bad. I'm for America. And I'm for the facts, too. You know, I'm not a hypocrite. But again, that's a bad thing nowadays. Southern Thailand's under martial law. There's also a very scary development here. You know, the UN's already basically running Canada's courts. Well, now they are officially running the police and, yes, the courts in Guatemala. Oh, but don't worry, the left's all behind it because it's to punish right-wingers. Folks, it's all good cop, bad cop. And they now are going to have their own little UN communist-run, banker-funded Inquisition in Guatemala. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But again, southern Thailand under martial law, just as residents of southern Thailand thought the new year had come peacefully in spite of holiday terrorism alert, a series of coordinated terror attacks has prompted the government to impose martial law and has renewed fears of resurgent Islamic separatism in the region. Now, folks, in Thailand, in East Timor, which of course is a unit of this whole global system, a holding basically taken from Indonesia, and in Indonesia proper, the government admittedly has been caught over the last 50 years blowing stuff up to blame it on their enemies and have crackdowns. And the evidence is that's happening here again. Al-Qaeda not behind Thai violence. A wave of violence in mainly Muslim southern Thailand is inspired by money and nationalism and shows scant evidence that links of a wider network with Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda and its Jahama Islama Asian affiliate. Huh. Folks, I haven't even scratched the surface here, and I want to get back into this Moon-Mars mission. You thought it'd just be back to the moon. Well, now it's back to Mars. We've never been there, so I guess it's to Mars, back to the moon. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to look at all this news.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, John Statnam here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, we've got Glenn Spencer coming up about Bush's treason. Imagine if Bill Clinton said all illegals will be legal in perpetuity, whoever's here, whoever gets here. And then tried to say it's not amnesty, it's reform. How the neocons would howl. But I've been listening to, last night I monitored while I was stuck in traffic to the TV studio and back. I guess it was about an hour and a half in the car. I listened to a Hannity refeed, a Limbaugh refeed, some other stuff. And it was, yeah, this isn't too good, but he's just beating the Democrats. It's politics. Man, he's cunning. And callers were calling in going, yeah, Actually, I got to give it to Bush. This is a great idea. And I heard that idiot Clark Howard, the financial guy, how wonderful this is and how good this will be for our economy. Oh, yeah, NAFTA and GATT and the 25 million illegals has been real good for the country. Wages being driven down. They talked about how they take jobs nobody wants. It's because the illegals, 5-10 to a house or apartment, and folks, believe me, that's how it works, don't pay into the taxes, don't have the safety net, aren't invested, and what they do is they drive down the wages so no one who's part of the system or no one who is trying to be lower middle class can take those jobs and be successful. And I've read the IMF World Bank plans. I've read the globalist documents. I've read the Ford Foundation stuff that came out in the 70s in hearings about the big foundations. The plan is to balkanize and turn America into a third world country and lower our standard of living. That's what NAFTA and GATT and the EU and all of it's about. I've heard them brag about it on NPR. You know, we've got to lower our standard down to everybody else. We've been living outside our means. Yeah, we were living outside our means because it was a free country and it produced milk and honey. Now the parasites of the elite have knocked down the gates to let the barbarians pour in to overflow and take over the middle class. And Bush says it's for politics because the Hispanics want it. The major polls, the vast majority of Hispanics are against it. They're only a few poll points below blacks and whites. And you know why? Because they're not stupid. They're smart. I wish the yuppies were that smart. They sit there and know that the illegals are working for $3-4 an hour illegally. They can't even get $8. It's unbelievable, folks. But again, the spin is, ooh, great political move. All the liberal papers, like the LA Times, are praising Bush. And you see, you got a problem, folks, when the Democrats are praising Bush. And like I said, Democrats, you should love Bush. So Glenn Spencer's coming up. Then we've got Joel Skelton. You don't want to miss that. Then we've got Keith Parker for the Texas View on the border for 30 minutes of the third hour. Then Paul Watson. It is a jam-packed broadcast for you today. Before I end this segment, and again, we've got the moon mission news and all this other stuff coming up, I really do want to encourage every single listener out there to stop procrastinating and to get involved in the fight against the New World Order. Put an InfoWars.com bumper sticker on your car. We've got them at InfoWars.com. Get my videos. Make copies of them. Put them on Access. Give them to opinion makers. Tell 10 people a day about this show. Whether you're listening on an AM or FM station, shortwave, internet, satellite, please spread the word now. It is so vitally important. Pay it forward. It's a geometric growth rate. That's why tens of millions of people now know the truth. I've made Matrix of Evil, my new video, a little over 2 hours. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Roberts, Frank Morales, myself. And folks are just loving the film. It's speeches, it's interviews, it's news clips, it's documents. It's a great video. It shows us throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin in the first 15 minutes of the film. I confront the deputy U.S. attorney, call him a liar, then put up the U.S. code on the screen as I say the U.S. code to him, showing he's a liar. Just get Matrix of Evil, get Masters of Terror, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, 170 minutes on DVD. 144 minutes on VHS. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. You feel powerless? Take that first step in the info war. Get the films. Inform yourself. Inform others. Toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones here in Austin, Texas, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I always get complaints I say that too fast. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or InfoWars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the website. Get the films, get them out to people, get the books. We offer so much on the site. We've got like 40 items now we offer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Some people know all about drinking and driving.
I would often leave a bar, and I remember going out to the car, and I remember then winding up in bed at home, but I don't remember any of the middle, how I got there. I know that at certain times I would simply use the center line as an aiming device with the ornament on the hood, and just really aim the car, not actually seeing where I was going. The real tragedy, of course, in a situation like that is not what you can do to yourself, but what you could do to someone who was either bicycling on the road or walking along the road. In my case, I just simply often did not see them.
Some people don't decide how they're going to get home until they're incapable of making a responsible decision. Are you one of them?
Brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
A nation is not a nation. It's not a country, a sovereign entity, unless it has borders. I have lived my entire life in Texas. My ancestors fought and died and are on the memorial fighting the Mexican dictator Santa Anna. And when you go to Mexico, if you look like you have money, in some of the tourist areas, they leave you alone down south on the coast. But if you go down south over the Texas border, you'll be treated with hatred. You'll be called names by the police. They will rape your wife right in front of you. They will beat you up. They will take you to the jail. They will extort hundreds of thousands of dollars out of you. This is what they do. In fact, almost everyone I know has been rousted, has been harried, has been fed on. If you try to come to their country illegal, you're lucky if they don't kick your guts out. But that's okay. That's loving and good. You're not going to find the ACLU or the Southern Poverty Law Center going after the corrupt officials over there or the narco-terrorists that the government controls. No, it's not going to happen. And we have over 25 million illegals in this country right now. By the time they get their families here, it'll be 60 million. We're talking in just the next few years. California has fallen to this third world invasion. We talk about Latin America all the time because that's 80% of the influx. We've got the Russians, the Chinese, the Eastern Bloc, GM, Ford bring in the illegals who used to work in the Soviet weapons factories. They now run and are the majority of many plants building the cars here. It's about the race to the bottom, sacrificing America on the altar of globalism. And, you know, I've got the headlines here. Bush actions border on treason. No, they are treason. Glenn Spencer says it the best. This is surrender to Mexico, but more than surrender to Mexico, to the UN and the globalist model where there are no borders, there is no sovereignty. This is the Pan-American Union. And there are hundreds and hundreds of millions of Latin Americans coming this way, tens of millions of new births each year. Our government flies in the Somalis, flies in the folks from all over the world to take jobs nobody wants. Yeah, after people come in who will live 10 to a house and drive down the wage, who are someone who's part of the system and pays taxes, can't afford it, you bet they don't want those jobs. A meat packer 10 years ago got $20 an hour. Now they're lucky if they get 7 or 8. It's all illegals. And it's not just the illegals, it's the prison labor we compete against. So here to talk with us for the next 25 minutes about this high treason and how the neocons are trying to spin this, oh, it's just political, is Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com, the premier organization, no compromise, telling it like it is. Glenn, good to have you on.
Alex, good to talk to you again.
You know, we've been desensitized to this over the years, knowing that they were planning to... This isn't like the amnesties of the past where they just give amnesty to those that are here. This is everybody in perpetuity. But this is finally getting the dumbbells to wake up, but now the neocons, some of them, are trying to pacify them. Give us the picture of what's going on.
Well, I think, you know, we saw it coming. We saw the trial balloons drifting through the clouds when Secretary of Homeland Security Ridge a few weeks ago said that these people should be legalized. We knew it was coming. Actually, I knew it right after George Bush was elected. When he said, we have to make, and this was in the newspapers 3 years ago this month, he said, we have to make migration safe and orderly. When I read that, I knew we were all in trouble. Since illegal immigration is already safe and orderly, as I said at the time, he only could be talking about illegal immigration. And that, at the time, 3 years ago, told me that George Bush was an open borders globalist, ready to sacrifice the country on the altar of globalism. And I was right. I've been warning the people about this. But here it is. President of the United States inviting Latino groups, principally Mexicans, into the White House, hundreds of them, into the White House, as he gave a speech day before yesterday, that he was essentially seeking to legalize all of these illegal aliens. And then not only that, he said we're going to reach out to the rest of the planet to match up willing employers with willing workers. So the first is a general amnesty, and the second would turn America into a day labor center.
Yeah, it's going to...
Destroying our
sovereignty
and destroying the middle class.
Yes, and again, they're saying they like the McCain bill. That's all in there. Bush, right before 9/11, had Fox at the White House saying legalize all of them. This plan's even bolder. That's their answer. Oh, you don't like the illegals? Well, we'll just not make them illegal anymore. And now they're going to set up these databases where they're going to import the people even faster.
Well, and what we have been talking about, you and I have been talking about for years, is the Mexican conquest of the Southwest, the conquest of Aztlan.
And their presidents say that.
Now, yes, and if you know, if you don't believe it, here he is. Here is the president of Mexico saying just that.
I proudly affirm that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are a very important part of it.
That was then-President Ernesto Zedillo of Mexico, 97, speaking in Chicago before the National Council of La Raza, saying, "I have proudly affirmed that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are an important, a very important part of it."
That's now, Glenn, on top of this now, Mexico says they're going to send all their lobbyists in to twist arms, to do whatever to get Congress to do that, meddling in our internal affairs, foreign lobbyists saying, get rid of your border. That is spies. That's KGB equivalent. But again, it's hidden in plain view, a foreign government. Fox, when he came to Austin, when I bullhorned him and shut down his press conference and speech a few months ago, gave an award to the police department for not following the federal law. He said it and gave an award to Wells Fargo, who is going to give them a national ID card that the banks and government are going to accept. Now we've got banks issuing them ID cards, not just their own consulates in our country. Imagine if you and I went down and tried to start a consulate in Mexico issuing Americans ID cards.
There's no question about it. And not only that, but what we have to understand, you know, we've been talking about this, but I was amazed that just a few seconds ago that popped up on the Internet is an article out of the in the New York Times International out of Mexico City. And the headline of this article in the New York Times says, "Of gringos and old grudges, this land is their land." And it goes in. It says, "In the United States, almost no one remembers the war that Americans fought against Mexico more than 150 years ago. In Mexico, almost no one has forgotten." They're saying in this New York Times article that the Mexicans believe this is their land. Now, how crazy can it be that when the President of the United States brings in a group of people who believe that the Southwest belongs to them, and a Zogby poll of a year and a half ago proved it beyond shadow of a doubt, a group of people who believe that part of the United States belongs to them, and essentially says, "You got it." And it brings in people who are hostile to us, who believe this is their territory, that we stole it from them. He brings these people into our midst, into the middle of the American body, and turns them loose.
Now, Glenn, the neocons will say, okay, we don't like what Bush is doing, but it's just politics. Leave him alone. They won't go as far as stating the facts. I live in Texas, and, you know, they got, the signs up that say race this, race that, Raza this, Raza that, you know, on the side of a Mexican food restaurant, an Aztec cutting out a white guy's heart. You know, this is all real cute. How about I go paint, you know, a Nazi cutting a brown person's heart out? No, right. I wouldn't do that. That's bad. But, again, this is acceptable to break up the country. The globalists are doing it. Bush is doing it in perpetuity. And, again, if anybody, and you work with Native Americans, that's how you started out, if anybody owns this land, it's Native Americans.
Right.
Mexico didn't have anybody up here. And why would the Mexicans want to make this Mexico where they live in total tyranny?
They have absolutely no claim on this land. Texas had become part of the Union for 9 years. That's why we fought the War of 1846 to 48. California originally was settled by Native Americans who were referred to in the Treaty of Guadalupe that settled the war with Mexico as savages. Mexicans never had any claim. The Aztecs were never in that part of the country. That's all nonsense.
Well, my point is, Glenn, if Mexico's so good, why do they all want to come up here?
Well, the reason I'll tell you why they want to come up here is because their government is forcing them to come up here. Basically, what this is a fight over is this. Mexico is afraid that if they open up their country to investment the way the United States is open to investment, that the gringos and others would eventually own everything. And they're probably right. So they don't want that, so they restrict investment.
So what you've got is a tiny elite filling the peasants full of race consciousness, racism to control them. But the question is, why are the New York banks funding this Chicano Ku Klux Klan movement?
Well, but let me finish the little point that I wanted to make. So instead, if Mexico were to be opened up to foreign investment, it would prosper. They have natural resources. They have oil. They have beautiful beaches. They have terrific natural resources, and if they were to be opened up to outside investment, they would prosper and they would not have illegal immigration. But by closing Mexico down to outside investment, they gain two things. These powerful families can run the country, plus they can send their people north, thereby occupying the Southwest. Thereby, instead of us taking over them, they take over us.
That's the war
we are still in. We're still in the Mexican War. We're still involved in it. But this time, instead of the American presidents and the people who lead this country fighting for our country, they are absolutely caving in and surrendering.
And for those that don't understand what Glenn's saying, it's all documented. That's why they gave Mexicans dual citizenship, so they can vote on both sides. They can send their people over, make them citizens, take over. Already, four South Texas towns. This is about a five-year-old story. San Antonio Express News, 10-part story. Fly the Mexican flag. You're not allowed to speak English in court proceedings, and nobody cares about that discrimination. You're going to have the same corrupt cops, the same system, the shakedowns, the mordido, all of it.
Absolutely. You know, 2004 is the 10-year anniversary of NAFTA. And in a survey, an analysis of the results of NAFTA, which we, of course, opposed, the World Bank, now this is a middle-of-the-road, if not left-leaning organization, said the reason that NAFTA hasn't worked in Mexico is it because it's so corrupt. And this they say in public official documents. And Mexico is corrupt. It is a corrupt nation. And it's like a cancer spreading north.
But, Glenn, you didn't really answer my question, and you're the guy that's got the answers on this. Why do a lot of the Mexican people, I'm not talking about citizens here, they're more aware than anybody, why do they, if they know their government's oppressive, want to set up Mexico here and have nowhere to run?
Well, it's an interesting question. And the only answer that I can come to was addressed in Andres Oppenheimer's book, They're Bordering on Chaos. And that is, Mexico has never had immigration. They've never been a melting pot. They've never brought in new ideas. And the one thing that ties the Mexicans together, that makes the Mexicans, is a common history. And they say, once a Mexican, always a Mexican. And one of the aspects of that history that stands out like nothing else is the war with the United States. And so, in essence, what they want to do is regain the glory of Mexico and regain the glory of their ancestors by reversing the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo and making this the great and glorious Mexico that they think it should be.
But Spain just came in as an empire, took over some Indians, claimed some land. France claimed parts of Texas.
Right.
France isn't saying this belongs to them.
Well, France ran Mexico for a while, you know. But the French emirs ran Mexico for a while. Remember, Cinco de Mayo was just a little skirmish. They ultimately lost that war and lost it to the French.
Did you know that they allow Cinco de Mayo to be officially celebrated at UT, but not the Texas Independence Day? It's evil. They didn't allow it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of insanity that took over Nazi Germany, except in reverse.
But if you want to destroy America, it's a bunch of rich guys in New York and D.C. Why do they want to do this? To make us all serfs, I guess.
It's sort of imperialism. People want to run the globe. There's a lot of different motivations which are aligned like the stars to turn us into this mess that we're in. But now that the debate is out in the open, now that the president has made this outrageous move, the media are forced to address it. Now, the stupid thing that Bush did was to open this wound only days before he's going to go to Mexico, reopen it, and put salt in it. So he's going to be in Mexico on Monday, and that's why, basically, if I may say this, what Karl Rove has told the president, he's his political advisor, he said, look, all of the Democratic candidates are for amnesty, full amnesty. So, if you come out in favor of a so-called partial amnesty and help get the Hispanic vote, this is what Rove told him, the people have no place to go. you know, conservatives, what are they going to do, vote for a Democrat? There is no third-party candidate this time. They have no place to go, so you can do anything you want. So what, you know, the idea came forth that maybe since they're telling us we have no place to go, when Bush goes to Mexico, we should go no place. And that is, on Monday the 12th, we and other people are asking Americans not to buy anything. Okay, this isn't a long boycott. It's just on Monday. Don't buy anything. Don't go to the store. Do your shopping on Sunday or Tuesday. But just don't buy anything. Don't go to the restaurant. Don't go to the market. Don't go to the movie.
I want to add, too, that that's the spin the neocons are putting out, because it's just political. I've looked at the plan. You've looked at it. As you said, total, complete, in perpetuity, amnesty instantly, and bringing them in from other countries.
This has totally demoralized the Border Patrol. Border Patrol people are saying, why do I even want to stop these people?
Well, hey, making them pick up trash the last 3 years has
done
that.
Why should I even go out to the border and risk my life, okay, out there with rattlesnakes and so forth, to stop these people when the president doesn't even want us to?
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Of a traitor king, but again, Bush is just a puppet, blasting holes in the wall and enemies pouring in. That's not enough. He runs down and opens the drawbridge and tells the people inside the city, stand down. The people running through screaming that they want our heads or our friends. Mexico says they're going to take over, says they're going to do all this, and they got the big banks in New York pushing all this. Glenn Spencer, it's a great idea to not buy anything, to send a message on Monday. I will not do that. I'll be part of that big boycott. Everybody out there should remember this and do
this. Yeah, just don't buy anything. Go to just do it on Sunday and Monday. It's not going to hurt anybody. All it'll do, if we can get enough people to do it, just send a message. You know, people say, hey, wait a minute, where is everybody? Then, you know, it's not going to hurt anybody's pocketbook. It's not going to hurt. Just don't. Just one day.
Glenn,
one day. Monday the 12th.
How do we stop Bush from doing this? Obviously, just by demoralizing the Border Patrol, that helps them, you know, get rid of the border. But and how do they get away with this secondarily while claiming all these terrorists are trying to get us?
Well, even those who are saying, oh, this is just political and maybe we should do this, they all agree that we must control the border. Now, we've been embarrassing the people down here. What was it, last Friday night, one of our sensors went off. We picked up 10 people. We're one out with our infrared camera. And videotaped 10 people, just what our ground sensor said, coming into the United States. They came within 8 feet of our camera before they saw the little red light. You can go on AmericanBorderPatrol.com and see the streaming video and listen to the report. We're doing that more and more. We are a nonprofit corporation, AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and you can go on and make a donation to it. We think we've shut down about 3 miles of the border because the Border Patrol doesn't want to be embarrassed. With more money, we'll make that 10 miles, and then 50 miles, and then 100 miles.
Now, Glenn, that's a great idea, and you're doing a wonderful job. But look, if Bush gets his way, we're not even going to have a Border Patrol anymore.
Well, he says we got to have a Border Patrol, but what we have to show the American people is that it is a joke, it is a sham that people are flooding across. It's like Bill O'Reilly said last night, my gosh, if we do this and don't control the border in 10 years, we will not recognize this country. In 10 years. I mean, this is not a long time. This is back to 1994. Paul Craig Roberts, the famous author with the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, went on the air the other day. I mean, he's one of the most highly respected economists on the planet. He said, in 20 years, America will be a third world country.
I think sooner than that. I mean, if we're going to be like Mexico, our dollar is going to drop down to below the peso here pretty quick.
You know, people forget that we've got about 9,000 nuclear weapons. If we're taken over by the third world, they're going to own them.
It's absolutely incredible. They're really doing it. The globalists are killing America. This is
destroy the planet, because if these people come in and take over the political structure of this country and get control of those nuclear weapons, the planet will be destroyed.
Glenn, they've been shooting a lot of Border Patrol, killing a lot of people. The attacks, Ranch Rescue got shot at. It's getting bad. You know, you talk about war in the streets. Ron Paul's talking about depression. What do you see happening?
Well, as I say, if we don't do anything, the third world will take over this country faster than we realize. They will come in, get the vote, put their people in. We will become destabilized, and the planet will be destroyed. Okay? Very quickly. Now, short of that, you know, the people have to put up resistance. They have to do it now. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. This is the real country of the United States at stake. And they not only have to scream at their congressman, they have to run for office. They have to stand up and say, I'm going to run for Congress, and I'm going to be running on a platform of closing the border. I'm going to run for chief of police, and I'm going to run on the platform of...
All right. Glenn Spencer,
closing the border.
Thank you for your amazing work.
You.
AmericanPatrol.com.
All right.
Hope folks visit it, and hope to have you back on soon.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll be back, folks. Shields are falling. Shields going down. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.